My name is Cheyenne Hendricks, and I am 17.
My name is Reza Daftarian, and I'm 17.
Well, we started this group a couple years ago, but this is an issue that we've been learning about, you know, gradually, very gradually, over the years. It's been hard to get access to information about this issue because it is something of a taboo social issue. We've interacted with people who've actually come face-to-face with this problem, and that's increased our knowledge, you know, by multitudes. And now we're very passionate about this issue, and it's all that we want to do. And so, you know, actually being able to have a panel, have people come and want to listen to it and learn more about it, that's amazing for us.
What have you learned from, let's say, a year ago or 2 years ago and up until now? How much has your knowledge been increasing?
Cheyenne and I and our entire group has learned in the past year is that human trafficking knows no boundary. It looks different in every single place around the world. And the fact that people oftentimes think, just like I did at one point in my life, I was so naive. I thought that human trafficking was something that only existed in developing countries. I didn't think that it could happen here in Atlanta, in a first world country. I was enthralled once I learned that, and through trainings with Youth Spark and Darkness to Light, we've really understood the fact that this occurs everywhere. It's not necessarily a factor of race, socioeconomic status. It really, every child is vulnerable. Every child.
How difficult is it to have this conversation with kids your own age, your own peers, your own friends? Is this a difficult conversation?
I think it is a very difficult conversation to have. And, you know, you can see here that the majority of people here were parents, teachers, adults. It's hard to get people our own age to, you know, want to be a part of this, to want to come and get involved, because it is something of a taboo, and it's embarrassing to talk about, you know, sex and rape and what it means to, you know, have sex with someone, how it can become dangerous. So it's hard to get people involved, but once you show people how important it is to address this issue, you know, in our own age group, people become very passionate. And the people in our CAST group, AIS Against Human Trafficking, are very involved in working against this issue.
Well, when we started this group back in 2011, it was me and a group of 10 other girls. And it was that way for 2 years. Up until this year, I don't think we really had any males besides myself. And a lot of that, the fact that we've gained these men, I think really speaks to what our group has done and how much we've really tried to include everybody in this. And, you know, it's very important for men to be aware of this, because they are the ones being pampered, the ones being trained into thinking that buying sex is okay. I think it's really easy, in my opinion, to speak to children my own age about this issue, because we have the same kind of level of understanding and we can relate with each other more. Whereas, you know, sometimes speaking to adults about something like this is kind of intimidating because we are so much younger than them, and it, like Cheyenne hit upon, these topics are extremely taboo.
What do you hope for your classmates that will still be here, that, you know, they continue with what you all have been involved in? And talk about, you know, sort of reflection of what it's meant to be part of this group.
You know, we've been with this group since it was just three people, you know, in a classroom trying to get people to come in during lunch. And we've seen it grow to, you know, 15, 20, 25 children, you know, teenagers our age who are really involved with this. And we hope that this group continues to grow. We hope that more men, you know, in high school take interest in this issue and understand that, you know, this is a man's issue. It's not just a woman's issue. You know, we need people to get involved. So we hope that this group continues to grow, and we expect it to continue to grow, because there is an interest that's developing in this issue. And, you know, the more people learn about it, the better it becomes. You know, the more attention that's given to it by politicians or, you know, legislative authorities, and that's what we need. So we're hoping that AISAHT will become, you know, bigger and stronger in the next couple years.
What's the message you want to leave behind for your classmates here as you go out to Bard College, and you want them to continue doing what you're doing?
I think that there's no limit to what you can do. I mean, I know how cliche that sounds, but Cheyenne and I started this with the intent of just like she said, three people just trying to meet and raise awareness and teach each other actually about these issues. And what we've done and how we've expanded and how we've actually trained people to take over for us. We are going to have a legacy at this school. People such as these girls, the volunteers that helped us out tonight, who are so passionate about this topic as well, and who have the plan on carrying on this group once we leave.